The Poor King Run and subsistence closures in the Yukon-Kuskokwim rivers is having state and federal officials monitoring the situation from afar. From KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes has more.
Alaska Commissioner of Fish and Game, Cora Campbell, says she's fully informed about what's happening on the Kuskokwim. She says it's possible the King Run is just late, like many residents are saying, but she says numbers still look low.
We did see some really unusual ice conditions this year in the Bering Sea. There are some cold water temperatures, so certainly managers can take all those factors into account, and they do take run timing into account. But at this point, the numbers that they're seeing are low, and they are a cause for concern.
Over the past few years, king salmon runs have been low in many rivers throughout the state. Campbell says that the department's harvest priority is for subsistence after conservation of the resources met through escapement.
Anytime that we have to restrict subsistence, obviously we're very concerned for the people of the region, but particularly, you know, in a situation like this where it is such a large subsistence fishery that so many people rely on. So we're going to be really monitoring this carefully and looking out for the people and keeping an eye on the resource as it develops.
The subsistence harvest for king salmon on the Kuskokwim is 75,000 fish. Campbell was in the governor's office in 2010 when a disaster was declared for the lower Yukon when commercial and subsistence fishers were impacted there.
It was complicated to put together, and there were a lot of players involved, and we had to look at a lot of options, but we did eventually put a package together.
The package brought about $5 million through Congress, which was paid out to fishers on the lower Yukon. The money came from projected losses from the 2008-2009 fishing seasons.
In that particular circumstance, what ended up working was a federal disaster declaration that the governor and some regional leaders requested, and the congressional delegation was also able to help.
Part of that delegation was Senator Lisa Murkowski. She called into a radio show about the Kuskokwim fishery from Washington, D.C.
Even though I'm 1,000 miles away from the region there, please know that I, along with my staff here in Washington and in Alaska, are monitoring the status of both the Yukon and the Kuskokwim and following the fishing reports.
Murkowski says she has to work with the state's administration and the state's Fish and Game Department on how to proceed. Commissioner Campbell says she hopes the Kuskokwim doesn't require a disaster declaration and that the King Run will pick up. She says she also hopes fishers are able to harvest other species. The department has announced three-day openings for salmon fishing with 6-inch gear so subsistence fishers can focus on sockeye and chum salmon. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.